This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Outside Lands. We've changed the time. All last week, we were giving away these three-day passes, and we're doing them at 9. Now we're doing them at 8, so make sure you're here. About 1 hour from now, we'll have our first set to give away for you. 805, 1205, 505, and 605. Jane's got you twice. Got one at lunchtime. We'll be giving you code words. You text those to the contest line, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of three-day general admission festival passes for Outside Lands. Incredible experience. Outside Lands is amazing. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and more. Your band's going to be there, Vin. I'm just kidding. And more.
I was going to say.
You looked so scared then. You didn't know your band was playing.
Paul's playing? All right.
Nope, and more.
Okay, and more, yeah.
August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. So 1 hour from now, your first chance at a pair of tickets. That's a good prize. You want that. Let's see, where am I going to start? First of all, the hantavirus is the thing that killed Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently he wandered around their house for, they think, a few days. And then he was 95 years old. So she was in her 60s. This hantavirus thing is passed from rats poop and vermin poop and that kind of thing. But it's actually, so I was reading about it this morning because like it's, I hate to do this because we did just get through a pandemic and I'm not saying anything about, I'm not making any predictions, but as I got that like clenchy feeling in my stomach, like, oh no, what the is happening? So this hantavirus, hardly anybody had ever heard of this thing. You know, I thought it was that thing, was it parvo, the thing that's from the cat litter boxes? Like pregnant ladies aren't supposed to go anywhere near cat litter boxes.
Cause I had that.
You had parvo.
Remember?
Of course you did. You've had everything. Man.
No.
You're so sick all the time.
I was, it affected my nervous system. Like my legs wouldn't work in the morning. And,
Jesus.
And they had no idea what it was. They did every test in the world and scared the Jesus out of me.
And it turned out to be parvo. Do you know where you got it from?
I was working at Campo Kaizu, and evidently kids on chemo can transmit it somehow. That was kind
of you're blaming the kids?
I'm not blaming the kids. No, they were wonderful children, and it was a wonderful experience working there. But that was what my doctor and I kind of
you had to figure it out, right? You got to trace it back.
Yeah.
Patient zero, a cancer kid. Nice, Maddie. Yeah. Nice. Anyway, this is not that. This is something else. But that was the first thing I thought of because it was the other like virus I'd heard of. So this thing is called the hantavirus, and very few people know about this. Apparently, it's not that widespread, but it is the thing that killed Gene Hackman's wife. And they're saying now that down at Mammoth, in the small town of Mammoth Lakes. Are you familiar? Is that like at the base of the mountain or is...
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar as in I've been to and snowboarded Mammoth and my friend was spending the winter there and I stayed with him. And the first 2 days we went on this trip, it snowed so... It was a whiteout. Mm. They closed the mountain.
Can't even ski.
We just drank. That's the age I was too, by the way. So I was... partying and we were just getting ripped and then we woke up like the third morning and it was blue skies and
wonderland.
Feet of snow. But that's also where I learned the, it's not incestuous is not the word, but the little town partying thing.
Oh.
Where people are like, I'm with this chick tonight and with that chick yesterday and that chick.
It does well. I mean, it's not incestuous, yikes, but it is sort of like, it's like a closed experiment. Like you only know these people. It's like when fresh meat walks into a bar and everyone who always goes to that bar goes, who's that? I haven't done that person yet, right? Is that someone that I could?
I was there for 4 days. Mm. And what we saw was like, oh my God, weren't you just, okay.
Yeah, it's no, a thing. We were at the tail end and now I'm with this guy.
Everyone parties and everyone gets crazy. All right. Sure. Anyway, yes, I've been to Mammoth Lakes. What about it?
So 3 people in Mammoth Lakes have died from hantavirus now. Which is, they were in Santa Fe, Betsy and Gene Hackman, they were in Santa Fe, and even the pictures that they're showing, like, which I guess was sort of like a high deserty thing with lots of big pine trees, and the shots of Mammoth Lake that I'm looking at, it is actually a lake. I'm guessing it's the town at the foot of the mountain. I don't know. But now 3 people have died of this, and this is in Mono County. I guess maybe a lot of people don't get mono anymore, but first thing I thought was that doesn't sound healthy, but they're saying there have been 3 deaths about 330 miles east of San Francisco is what they're saying here. Dr. Tom Boo.
Hey, Tom.
Mono County's public health officer said he found the latest case involving hantavirus tragic and alarming. He doesn't understand where they could have contracted this from. Hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. That was the cause of death for Betsy Hackman, Gene Hackman's wife.
Mammoth Lakes is that where Mammoth is? Oh, yeah, I guess it would be.
Just nearby, maybe it's
very,
not.
Like on a map, look at San Francisco and then go across.
Where am I? Okay.
I would have expected it to be a lot farther south.
So would I, actually, because I feel like Tahoe is like 200 miles and they're saying that's 330 miles. So I guess maybe you have to go out and then go through mountain roads to get to it. I have no idea.
I don't know. When I went to Mammoth, I was a kid once and we didn't even ski or snowboard. We were like fishing and being little boys. We shot BB guns.
Lake, right?
Right. And then the other time we went snowboarding and I was clearly getting ripped a lot. Not driving, but, you know, once we got there,
well, like, there you are. Then, why would you do anything else? So this hantavirus, according to this Dr. Boo, it's an infectious disease. It impacts the body fast, and because the symptoms initially present themselves as a chest cold and the virus is so rare, it's often misdiagnosed. 1 in 3 people who get it die. Hantavirus spreads to humans from rat and mouse poop and urine, which is usually contracted when, like, if you clean out an attic or a basement.
It's one of the reasons I really like to take every single, I did it this weekend. I take every single thing out of my garage and I make sure there's nobody living under stuff that's piled up.
And if you see anything like that, put a mask on. Like, I really feel like this is so random that 3 people and this one town got it. I don't know about anybody else in Santa Fe who got it. I didn't get any hantavirus news from them.
We got a couple texts saying, one of them says, everyone in the Southwest knows about hantavirus. It's been around since the 80s. I grew up in Phoenix, and it was a big thing that people talked about.
Is it the dryness of the climate? What is,
I don't
why?
Know. They also had, I guess, a couple years ago, there was an outbreak of that at Yosemite. So,
oh, my. I would like to have fewer outbreaks of the thing that looks like a chest cold, but you die from. That's just horrible. So if you find an old nest or a bunch of rat or mouse poop and urine, I mean, let's mask up. You don't want to be inhaling that. Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't even
so scary.
Think as I pulled everything apart, but there was no poops.
Yeah. Well, no. I would assume it would be right. Like an old nest and full of poop, like something dusty.
Ugh.
But sometimes I crawl around up in my attic, you know, like I've got this, one of those attics is like a little crawl space and we've just got like one section right down the middle of the spine of the roof that you can kind of get down and there's just boxes all the way down. You have to like get on your hands and knees and crawl all the way down and like, why did I put this in here? Why do we even use this space? This is ridiculous. It's hope I don't come down from the attic with more than I bargained for. Anyway, there's that. I just thought, you know, heads up, that thing, the hantavirus that Betsy Gene Hackman's wife died from, it's here in California. I don't know, I'll just tell you the story and you can tell me, I don't know, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, Meghan Sussex, I guess her name is now. Prince Harry and Meghan.
People don't like her.
She's very pretty.
Well, the story is she's very phony too.
I've never
seen her ever in anything. Mm-hmm. My wife was watching Suits, and I was walking by, and this was ages ago, but I went, oh, that's the chick. Mm. I know that girl, yeah. Woman. And then I kept walking by. So I don't know. I've never seen her act. I don't know her. She's gorgeous,
she's
in my
beautiful.
Opinion.
I don't really, honestly, I'm not watching her, you know, Love Meghan or whatever that show is, but I'm hearing that it's super derivative and she's not really doing anything. It's just like, oh, look at my incredible life. And I guess her kids are in that. And she has like a brand called like As Ever, I think. Let me see if I can find the exact name of this thing. But she is active on social media, I guess, and she's putting her kids on there or like sideways pictures of them, kind of using them in sort of her marketing, like, look at this wholesome thing I'm creating. And the word is there was this group of people who are like Royals watchers and they're all whining. And then Page Six picked it up. They're all saying, oh, he can't be happy about this. He's probably very upset. But there is no quote from him saying, hey, Meghan, I've asked you not to put our children into the ad.
He is Harry.
Okay. Prince Harry. So these are just total speculations, which is why I almost hesitate to do this story.
Well, if the clothing company is the family business.
And they got to have some kind of business going on. He's got a certain amount of money, but they say that their security alone is like $1 million a year. And the royal family isn't paying for that anymore.
I certainly understand there are people who would say you shouldn't put your kids on there at all.
Mm,
and,
mm-hmm.
and I do put my kids on my page. I am not running
You're
a
not
business
a royal.
Out of there. No,
right.
And I'm not running a business out of it either.
Right.
So that's like, that's actually what we did. Like, if you see me and my kid like doing something.
Yes.
That's what I think Instagram is. Here's what we did today. Click. Right.
So she's made a fortune on some deals. She had a Spotify deal that was like $25 million, and then it came. You know, it turned out she wasn't even doing her own podcast. She was recording her. You know, questions.
Her reading the questions, and then they were cutting it in with someone else had done all the work on it.
Yeah.
And I think it was far more than $25 million. I want to say that was $120 million. It was some crazy deal that they wound up. I think,
they fired her though, right?
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think they paid her. Maybe they only paid her $25 million of whatever they owed her.
It says here $20 million. That was the deal with them. But I know the Netflix deal is much bigger.
The Netflix deal is big, and that's like documentary stuff, right? That's not necessarily them. That's like they have kind of a tie to a production company where I think he wanted to highlight some of the things he cares deeply about.
The Harry and Meghan got $100 million from Netflix.
Mm. Oh, that's the one.
Yeah, that's big. That's big money. But she doesn't care. She wants more. She's got this As Ever thing, which I don't know if it's clothing. It's just, it seems like it's just products.
It's jam.
Oh, jam. Oh,
yeah.
How lovely.
And
jam from her garden personally?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So she highlights a lot of the products on the show.
Oh, this is on that Love Meghan.
With Love Meghan.
Mm-hmm. She is pretty. She's nice to look at. And her house is gorgeous. And
her garden is insane.
Oh, she's
Do you find her enjoyable, though?
No, not. I mean, I'm not going to. She's not Martha Stewart. Like, Martha, I feel like, really gives me something.
Okay.
And I always feel like Martha, you can't keep up with. Like, I will watch. Martha will put. She'll show you her schedule for what she has to do at, like, one of her homes. Like, that Connecticut house of hers. She'll have the whole rundown. Like, on this day, I'll be starting my seedlings. And she goes into this whole thing and then by April 15th, when I'm sure that the next frost is, there will be no more frosts. I can transplant the vulnerable seedlings into the garden spaced at approximately 18 inches apiece. Of course, they'll need to be supported later. Go on.
Do you feel like
love her?
Martha has so much credibility that you can watch it and learn without questioning her,
yes.
her knowledge on any given subject.
I have to even change the way I cut turkey based on what Martha does.
Right. I think that's what, 40 years in the public eye telling you how it's done?
Yes.
That credibility can't be just, you know, earned overnight.
No. Megan. Just like you got a nice house doesn't mean I got to watch you paint it. Because I don't believe that you necessarily know what the best kind of paint is or how to do the best job. But she's lovely. She's a beautiful woman. By the way, I'm looking at some of the stuff she sells. This is as ever. Lots of teas. And then she's got flower sprinkles, which, okay, flower sprinkles. What do I need those for? Like, am I putting those into a little birthday card? Do I sprinkle those on ice cream to make it more fancy?
What's the answer?
I don't know, but they're $15.
Can you click on the flower sprinkles and see what they do?
They're made of real flowers.
Yeah, they're just like little. Oh, look, she put them on cookies. Oh, are they in the cookies or just on?
They're on.
It's their little like dried flower petals, all different colors.
Why did I even say that? That's far enough away that I have no idea.
I think they're sprinkled on. I don't really know, though.
I could get my glasses, though.
I would. I could actually totally think of things to use flower sprinkles for. Luckily for me, they're sold out, so I don't have to worry about it.
It says sold out.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. People need that.
Yeah, apparently. At $15 a little tin. Even the tin's adorable.
How big do you think the tin is, though?
What does it say? Does it say how many ounces it is? I think it says
details.
0.1 ounce. Oh, 0.18 ounces. 5 grams. Serving size.
By
a pinch
one and
is
a half.
Needed.
It's a teensy it's little a tiny thing little like thing. This.
Yeah, it's adorable.
It's a hockey puck.
As ever. It is. Funny. Actually, it's maybe smaller than a hockey puck, right? I don't know. So anyway, everyone's saying that Harry's mad at her. He's not saying that. That's total speculation.
707 says the Sussex kids are barely in the ads. They don't even show their faces and not on the show.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you for telling us. Russell Brand, Terrence Howard, Diddy. Everybody's in trouble here.
What are we talking about?
I guess I'll start with Russell Brand. Russell Brand's been accused of rape. This is not totally new. We'd heard some allegations thrown at him.
He left the country.
Yeah, so I think he's a Brit anyway, right? And he was married to Katy Perry for a minute. That seemed to go sideways pretty fast. He's now been charged with rape, indecent assault, and other sex crimes by London's Metropolitan Police. The charges relate to 4 separate incidents between 1999 and 2005 involving 4 different women. Russell actually tweeted a video denying everything. He said, "I was a fool before I lived in the light of the Lord. I was a drug addict, a sex addict, and an imbecile." I don't know how they say it over there. You know how they say urine? I
mean, yeah.
They could say anything. "But what I never was a rapist. I've never engaged in non-consensual activity. I pray that you can see that by looking in my eyes." I don't know. People who are good liars, I guess.
Well, there's also, you know, if you're someone who's, you know, a waste, it's you don't really have a lot of credibility on your comings and goings, do you?
Right. Well,
I am someone who is a waste, so I know from experience.
You're not.
I know, but I'm saying for me to comment on those days, and I know you do stuff that because we're doing a show, but certainly there's people who would go, "Oh, yeah, right, I'm sure." You're like, "Well, I'm pretty sure I would know," but then again, people can question you and you wouldn't really have very good credibility, would you?
No. Well, especially like admitted, right. They could go back and find the places where like, "Well, I blacked out, you know, a few times." So.
Right, Maddie?
I'm with you, brother.
Yep.
Feeling you 100%.
Yep. We've admitted to a lot on this show. Some of us have even fallen off the show from time to time. But we're all back and we're all good and none of us is a waste. Vincent. Russell Brand's been accused of rape. The end. Now, the next story is, I don't know, Terrence Howard, Terrence Howard been accused of stuff in the past?
Yep.
Yeah, he's also, so I don't know, take this all with a grain of salt. Terrence Howard is talking about Diddy. Randomly, by the way, it didn't get brought up by the person interviewing him. He was on some podcast. He was asked about the dark side of Hollywood. Like, that was what the person was asking about.
About asking Terrence.
Yeah, just like,
"Tell us about the dark side of Hollywood," right. Terrence.
Maybe he like alluded to it or something. And so the person
And what did he have to say?
Glommed on. So the one of the examples he used from his personal experience was Mdiddy. He says, and it just sounds so awkward. This is, let's see. I don't know Patrick Bette David.
Never heard of him.
They say film and TV actor, and he's got a podcast.
Oh.
Because of course he does. Terrence Howard was on that podcast, and he claimed he was targeted by Diddy for sex under the guise of coaching. Terrence Howard doesn't say exactly when this happened, but he claims he was invited to Diddy's place when and he'd been asked for acting lessons. Like Diddy was like,
oh, okay.
I want you to give me, I want to be an actor. Oh, I think you could help me be an actor. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the way, Patrick Bette David is an entrepreneur, CEO, and, you know, a money guy.
Oh. It doesn't sound well. Has he been in anything that we've ever heard of?
No, I think the podcast is the thing that that's what he's known for.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Maybe they were saying that Terrence Howard was a film and TV actor.
And it looks like he's written some books, too. So
Terrence Howard's talking about this attempt by Mdiddy, but it's a very strange story. Terrence says Mdiddy had no material to work on. It wasn't like he said, you know, help me, I'm going to audition for this thing and you come over and you know, teach me how to deliver it or whatever. He said that Diddy just stared at me a while before asking Terrence to play some music again, just to stare at him. Nothing was accomplished. And then he left. Like, I don't know if Diddy was like, it doesn't sound like he made a move on him. So I don't know what he thinks. But Diddy asked Terrence Howard to come back over another time. And that's when Terrence Howard said, I think Diddy just wants to have sex with me.
Okay.
And so
did he do it?
He said he's not accusing him of anything. He didn't go back.
Oh, he didn't want it.
He didn't want to do it with Diddy.
All right.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
He said, though, that a lot of people have given up their man card to make it in Hollywood by doing people like Diddy.
I believe very strongly that
man card.
If you, I don't forget the man card, woman card, any of that. I think if you're in pursuit of that dream and you've paid a million dues and you're still not there and it comes to
do Diddy or go home,
this is what I got to do to get there. I feel like I would do it.
Oh.
I mean, Diddy's not going to get me a role in Hollywood, but, you know, someone who's...
Well, if you were an aspiring artist or
I'm just saying,
you know,
it's like one
singing.
Of those things where I do think a lot of people would say, everything I've been through and that's all I got to do to get over the hump, let's go.
Mm. You know what's sad about that, though? If that's a choice that you made and you were like, okay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess as long as Diddy's not blackmailing you by saying, I will blackball you if you don't do this.
And
not
ask,
using his power, okay. Then, you know, if that's a conscious decision that you made and it was just an option that was on the table and then you sue him 20 years later, like, who's wrong there?
Oh, I'm not suing him.
Yeah.
Look at me.
But
I live in Hollywood. It worked.
It worked.
Right. I got everything I wanted. I'm living my dream.
Yeah.
In fact, if anything, zip it about that. I don't need that getting out there.
I think it's always about the power dynamic. You know, but I'm sure that there's people who are suing him now that who were completely like, it's worth it. I will do that.
And well, I mean, if you didn't get the role and there's a chance at some free money, where do I get free money?
Mm.
I mean, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like one thing that crossed my mind was people who do it a lot. And I assume P. Diddy does. I mean, he must be really good at it, right?
Oh, wouldn't so you think he'd be like, wouldn't take all day, just be like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Take all day?
Oh, you want it to take all day? Oh, I didn't mean to, you know.
I don't know. I mean, what do you, what is it?
Short.
What do you want?
I would like it to be over yesterday. Like, what are you talking about? What do I want? Hello?
Well, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what Terrence, I mean, Terrence is just talking about the underside, the dark side of the business.
Yeah, it's horrible and abusive, and I'm not trying to say I agree with that being your entry into the business.
Right.
But I do think that's happened.
Oh.
Many times
100,000%.
Right.
Yes. What, were you just giving me the wrap it up signal? Okay, great. Oh. Well, let's wrap it up then. What's coming up
well,
in the
what
news?
Just happened?
I don't know. He was giving me some signal. I didn't know.
I usually point at the clock, but it's not on today.
So he's going like this. Yeah, as in, I'm like, is that like a watch? Is he trying to? Yes, like that. Okay, here we go.
People think they can outrun a horse. What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
That's amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Our amazing free app is the home of the Sarah and Vinny show.
Oh, I love that show.
And you can listen to Alice at 97.3 all day. Home, car, anywhere you are.
Wow.
Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a vast array of amazing contests. Oh. Download the Odyssey app today.
It's got it all.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Very fun and useful.
Mm.
Okay, clouds and possible rain today.
Yeah, it looks cruddy out, actually.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to touch on this real quick. We don't do sports here. There's a station right down the hall. They do that. But the... our division, where the Giants play,
yeah,
is stacked. The Dodgers spent like all their money, and the Padres spent all their money, and the Giants are currently in first place, everyone. The first place Giants. We're number one. Your San Francisco Giants are 8-1.
Oh, boy.
Leading the Dodgers and the Padres. I know that's a long season. I know that might change, but for right now, your San Francisco Giants are number one.
Maybe we'll set like an odd year run going up.
You know, that was one of those things that when it started, it came out of seemingly nowhere. And then all of a sudden, we were in the mix for a while, like a string of years.
Mm.
By the way, Vin, tonight, whoever wins, I have Houston, you have Florida. Whoever wins tonight wins our pool.
Oh,
so it's down. It's down.
Wow.
Yeah. We're only, I think it's 2 points off from each other. So this will be it. Go Houston.
The national championship is tonight, everyone.
This is the end of March Madness today.
Yes.
Okay.
Last night, UConn won for the women, and tonight Florida v Houston.
Okay.
And I have Florida. Yes.
Well, do you guys want to make a bet or anything?
Could we
moon the city?
Whatever, I'll do whatever.
Well, I feel like there's not that much we can do these days without asking lawyers for permission.
Yeah,
but I was thinking pulling out your pants and mooning out the window there might be fine.
You know
fine.
What? I really don't want no trouble. That guy. I'll show anybody my butt, but I think I need to have consent.
Mm.
Would you like to see my butt as I pay off a bet? I want to make sure.
You're going to ask everybody? Like everyone's going to text
so.
In?
I
like,
don't want
yes,
no trouble.
I'll be fine with that. All right.
Today is National Beer Day.
Oh.
I used to love beer.
Yeah, beer's good. It's,
when I was a boy, we would, and I don't mean boy like, 10, but...
You mean 15?
Well, 16.
Mm, okay.
We would just be driving down the road headed to the beach, and I would be like, beer truck! And we would just follow it, hoping some beer would fall off, I guess. So dumb.
Well, didn't you actually manage to get some beer off a beer truck one time?
Yes. We were caught, though. We were caught.
Mm-hmm.
This was actually prom's just ending for, I think, most people right now, which seems weird, but prom season just kind of happened.
It did? That was like a late May thing.
I'm pretty sure prom's just happened.
I'll look it up.
They were like a springtime thing. I don't know.
Is
okay.
it spring?
I don't know. I mean,
it doesn't look like it. I'll give you that.
I thought it was May. I thought it was like towards the end of the school year. But yeah,
either
whatever.
Way.
Okay,
yeah,
so
it says May being the most common month for proms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wonder what dances people have been getting ready for then.
Well, they've got like a spring fling. I know we did some.
Oh, spring fling.
Yeah.
I see posts of people and their young people in their, outfits. And I think, it must be prom.
People can have their prom whenever they want, right? Whatever school decides.
I don't know. Anyway, my point being that, yes, we were going to get hotel rooms, the Embassy Suites right off of 55 there in Santa Ana.
Oh.
And right next to it is an El Torito. And where we were getting, we get our room.
Oh, El Torito.
I believe it was an El Torito. And next to it is this restaurant and a Corona truck pulls up and is like about to make an unload. And we're all, oh my God. I mean, it's meant to be, right?
Well, did he leave the back of the truck open?
And it's me, and it's Nipples, and it's Jason Sisko. Mm. And it's we're driving my orange B210. And I
very
go,
low key, very undercover. Yeah.
And Jason goes, "I'll drive. You two run and get a case each and jump in the car and we'll bolt out of here." Mm-hmm. Well, someone watched the whole thing and just pulled up in front of us after we jumped in the car and locked us into our parking spot. And we were like,
"Oh, he pulled the car right over into a parking spot and everything." Oh.
We were backed in.
Yeah. Oh, ready to go. I see.
Nipples jumps in. I jump in. I'm like face down with feet in the air. I don't even know what's
go.
Why aren't you going? We're caught. I was just like, oh my God. And we were so pathetic. So stupid. The guy just goes, "Get out of here." He took his cases. He didn't let us keep the beer, but he was like, "Just get out of here." Well, thanks, mister.
You're so lucky.
I know.
I thought this was the incident with the keys getting thrown out into the woods. Was that?
No,
that was
totally
a
different thing that we are not talking about on the air.
All right. Oh, that was.
That was a totally different thing. That's when I went through a gas station in the middle of the night and they had it blocked. It's a whole thing. Let's not go there.
Okay.
It's National Beer Day, everyone.
National Beer Day.
If you're a beer drinker, you can celebrate by picking up an expensive 4-pack of double IPA. They do 4-packs now?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, Guinness, I usually buy the cans. I'll buy those.
Oh, that is
a
4-pack. Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah. I don't do the grocery shopping in my house. That's been established. So I just say what I want, and it gets given to me.
When you want a beer, what do you want?
I want a Guinness.
Okay.
But I'm not actually that picky. But if there's a choice, and Guinness is one of the choices, I'll probably go for that.
Is that because when you have a beer, you want one? Like, you don't really crush 7
no,
or 10
yeah, you don't do that.
Guinness.
Yes, I could drink 2 Guinness, but 1 Guinness is usually enough. And it's sort of like it primes the pump then. And then you move on to whatever.
Primes the pump.
Yeah, you're like a good starter.
So it's you have that in the shower then as you're getting ready to
go.
No,
I am not. You guys always talk about the shower beer. I don't know about that. And I wouldn't bring anything. You know, like a shower drink, I think you were talking about.
I brought a shower beer.
Oh, okay. Just a
it's beer. Always a beer, yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be so bad as long as it's not in a bottle. I always think about
you did
like
shower beers, right?
Smashing.
Yeah, I did shower beers.
You did, yeah.
And I never I don't think I ever had a Guinness when I didn't have a Jameson shot in it too.
I see.
Yeah.
What is that?
What
called?
Do they call that? Oh, I think it's
Irish car.
I don't think
bomb.
You're supposed to say
oh,
that.
Oh, we're not supposed to?
I don't know.
I didn't say anything, so.
Right. Phew.
I just said some random words, not even sequentially.
Sarah, you have a thing with numbers.
I love numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I do. It was one of my problems with Severance. I'm like, those numbers don't mean anything. Nobody knows.
You're the only person I know who can tell people how many stoplights are between your work and home.
That is true.
Even though you have somehow no memory of all kinds of things, mm-hmm. you know how you counted
yes.
and remember.
And lots of days I actually would be able to tell you what percentage of lights I actually had to stop at. You know, when we worked at the old place, there were 31 lights, which was a very inconvenient number to be dividing up. And I see I'm losing you already.
No,
it's
I'm
right.
listening. I'm looking for other reactions. To me, this is mind blowing. Like I'd never. There are certain things I have markers on my drive in. Like mm-hmm. I need to hit that
yes,
spot
by this
within
time.
This window or we've got to pick it up, Peppy. Mm. Like, really? Or, hey.
Look at me, I'm cruising.
I'm ahead of schedule. I can ease up.
Mm.
I never want to get here too early. So I'm always like...
You want to be here when you get here.
I want to walk in and hit the show.
Sure.
It's kind of where my head's at.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make a splash, Sarah.
I feel you. Okay. I mean, right. God knows. I like it to be silent in here until the show starts. And
right.
You make that impossible.
Right. A woman in Maryland won $100,000 from a couple winning pick 5 tickets, each worth $50,000. She had an interesting inspiration for her numbers. She said she used the last 5 digits of her car's odometer reading. I asked you about numbers because I'm curious. Yep. Are there certain things where you would go, I like the number on that. I'll take it. Or... I use the number from John's birthday for this thing or that thing. Like, do you
There are certain numbers I have a weird attachment
to.
Like you have 43. Like 43 always pops up for you and you've got that. But I don't handpick my numbers for lottery tickets.
Ah.
Do you? I always just get quick picks.
I do quick picks for sure. And I just assume that that's what most people are doing. I do have numbers like 43 is out of the bag. I can't use it on anything for any codes, any.
It's only two digits.
I know,
you
but
need
I'm just
so
saying,
many digits.
I don't want to give
you could
people
use 43, 34, 43, 34, or 43, 43, 43, 43, or 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4,
any of those numbers. Mm. I find other things.
But I use all your numbers.
Do you use numbers? Like you latch on to the quarterback of the West Virginia. They're not the Volunteers. They're the Mountaineers.
Jerry West, number 44. He's a Mountaineer, so that's like my favorite number to use for stuff.
Oh. Jerry West was Mountaineer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who knows that?
He does.
Right.
Mr. Mountaineer.
You're welcome. I'll be here all morning.
Jerry West is, you know, when you look at the NBA logo?
Yes.
It's Jerry West.
That guy. People think it's Michael Jordan.
It's not. Mm. It's Jerry West.
Mountaineer.
Yep. Somehow. So I should have known it would end up there. I said it. Quarterback or whatever. So anyway, she scored big by using her car's odometer reading. And she said she's going to use some of her winnings to pay off that car.
So tell me the beginning of this again. You said something like she won.
A woman in Maryland won $100,000 from two winning pick five tickets, each worth $50,000.
So she has bought two with the same number.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm.
Very strange.
Very strange.
But
that's like, I wonder if that was a mistake that she bought two.
I don't know, but we have very strange. Numbers are a thing for people.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their weird how they work in their life.
Yeah. Lucky numbers. They're real.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You don't have to ask them twice. Fact. Give it.
I don't know this thing. The Dreamcast. It's a Sega video game console. The Dreamcast sold so poorly that it was the last video game console Sega ever released. Huh. They say it was very influential, though. The Dreamcast was the first console with built-in modem.
Ah.
Online play now dominates the industry.
Yes.
And they were first.
But there wasn't enough, probably.
Didn't work
for them.
If
there had been more available, because by the time the Xbox got there, and now the Xbox, you can use that as an interface just to make your TV a smart TV. You can have all your apps on there and watch all your shows through that.
I was doing that, though, and Christina was like, oh, I never know. I just went, you know what?
I didn't know how to work the TV
unplug
at that point
it,
either.
Take it off. Give it away. She's like, you didn't have to give it. Please, just watch TV. I don't want no trouble. Just do your thing. Whatever.
Nowadays, though, it's all built in.
My bad.
Get a new TV and it's just perfection.
A new poll found that 2% of people... Can you outrun a horse?
No.
A new poll found 2% of people think they could outrun a horse in a 100-meter dash. It's a small percentage. And people are stupid.
They can, right, okay. So there it is. So they think they can. I bet even like a broken-down nag could probably beat a human. Even a really fast human.
The fastest horse ever recorded managed a speed of more than 40 miles per hour. Usain Bolt. Considered one of the fastest human beings ever, 28 miles per hour.
When he like set a record.
Right.
28 miles an hour. Yeah. And there are certain horses that are just built for off the line, like quarter horses. They literally, that means a quarter mile, like do me in a quarter
they're
mile.
Sprinters.
They're not stamina. They're just right. Boom, like hardcore, big haunches, like a muscle, a motor in the back.
You ever?
Where a thoroughbred is more like a long range, much more stamina.
You been on a quarter horse?
Yeah, I had a quarter horse.
And you're like, Susie!
Shannon.
Shannon, get me to the market, quick!
Yeah.
Yeah,
no. Oh. But, you know, maybe if I lived where Maddie lived, I could have ridden my horse to the market.
Oh, that's what I got wrong. So you're like on the track going, Shannon!
Yeah, we didn't. No, you know what? Yes. Yes.
Kicking your heels into
sure.
her ribs.
Right. Didn't even need to. She was like, I just want to run. Just give me, let go of the reins and I'll just run as fast as I can. She would say that to me.
You can go no hands on a fast horse?
Yes. As long as they're not bucking or anything, trying to get you off of there, you can totally go no hands. You're not holding on by the reins.
You're holding on by your thigh strength.
Your thighs, your knees, your calves, your legs. Huh. All about your legs and your seat.
And your seat? You mean your Kung crack is like holding on?
Yes. That's what I meant. It's your whole thing. I don't know. You're just like, if you have a secure seat on the horse, you can ride it with nothing. Just ride bareback.
27% of people are confident they could outrun a crocodile.
I've heard they're really fast.
They can run 10 miles per hour on land.
I have heard that if a crocodile is trying to get you, you got to go zigzag. You got to go left and then cut back and jump over it and cut back and go. You can't, if you run straight away from it, it's got you. It's going to get you. But they can't maneuver. They don't have the mad skills.
You've thought about this a lot.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm taking the bear. I've got to have some kind of.
You're not taking the bear.
I am taking the bear. Well, let me see the guy first. Let's see if I can take him or not.
20% of people believe they could outrun an elephant.
Oh.
Elephants can run 20 miles per hour.
So we can't outrun them.
You cannot outrun them.
Usain Bolt probably can.
Yeah.
Long term, though, I think they might get him. You know, like they're just thundering along after him. Like, all right, man, I get it. You're fast, but slow and steady. I will crush you.
Do you think you could out-sprint a dog?
No. Dogs are so fast.
Yeah, people are crazy. You can't beat that.
I feel like dogs are super fast. Yeah. Like, you know, at the dog park, someone throws a frisbee. They go get that thing. Their bandana's flapping in the wind. Adorable.
Our text number is 800-400-3697-415 says, big chaunches. Jesus, Sarah.
I said haunches. But also, horses do have big chaunches. It is true. Everything you've heard is true. They relax those things out, and it's like, wow. Yuck. Put that away.
510 says, question for Sarah.
Yara.
Did you watch the finale of White Lotus last night?
I did not watch it last night.
It was so wild and so good, and you won't believe.
No. 90 minutes long.
Oh.
And it didn't pop up. I think it pops up at my house at 6 p.m. Did anybody else watch then?
I watched it.
Oh, you're caught up.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I got about a half hour in and it was just bedtime.
Yeah.
So I'm going to finish it today.
I don't even know if I can finish it today. I still haven't watched last week's. Because we were planning on watching them together next week. But then I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm like, oh, no. I should have. Maybe we'll try and do that today.
The people want to know our thoughts.
Yes, Bob, they do. You'll find that the people will say, you're wrong. I needed to know your thoughts and you're wrong.
510 says, my high school just had prom 329.
Oh.
707.
Oh,
prom was this weekend in Napa.
Oh, well, there you go. So you did.
I was seeing
pictures.
Yeah, sure. I don't know, you know, but it does also say here that proms in most of San Jose are in May. So it sounds like they vary. No...
They're springtime ish events, right?
All right.
Even the end of March is technically spring, isn't it?
I don't know why y'all don't just lock that in. Why would that be a floating thing?
I wonder if it's just getting a venue or figuring out, or I don't know. Actually, that's a good question. Maybe it's so that everyone isn't doing it at the same time because tuxedo rentals and limo rentals. And is that possible?
I don't know.
Mm, me either.
We'll never know.
Not in charge of that. So interesting, though.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, let's see. How about some 3-day passes for Outside Lands? How does that sound?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.